Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. In addition to being focused on a two-year state budget and pension reform, Governor Matt Bevin says he wants lawmakers to implement tax reform. Kentucky Farm Bureau Public Affairs Director Jeff Harper says the current sales tax exemption for agricultural products is one area that the agriculture industry is continuing to watch.
Obviously, we want to maintain the current sales tax exemptions that agricultural enjoys. Those are critical to the success of agriculture in rural Kentucky, quite frankly. When you look at all of our seven surrounding states, all of them have some sort of agricultural exemption for their inputs.
He adds keeping a limit of property tax increases is also critical.
We've been a long proponent of the old House Bill 44, as it's known, passed in 1979, which limits the amount of property tax increases on people's real property that the state can collect.
Harper notes making sure roads are well maintained is a concern due to decreasing road tax revenue.
There are a lot of rural roads and bridges that are in need of maintenance and repair, and the road fund is struggling as well as we get more fuel-efficient vehicles, as we see more of these electric cars coming on the scene. The road fund is probably not where it needs to be to maintain our infrastructure.
He notes the need for rural broadband continues to be a priority in Kentucky.
As people continue to diversify their agricultural operations, having reliable broadband, high-speed internet, communication services is essential to what we do in agriculture.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Harper says wildlife management continues to concern farmers across the state.
We continue to see agriculture suffer crop loss through the deer population, turkey population, and we're seeing an ever-increasing amount of black bears in eastern Kentucky.
He says the issue goes farther than just farmers, though.
You can drive pretty much anywhere in Kentucky and see the remains of a deer carcass on the side of the road where someone is hitting.
Lawmakers will continue to meet through mid-April at the state capitol in Frankfort. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.